Welcome to the A Minute for My Amigo podcast, a How I Got That Way production.
Okay, Brandon, I feel like most of the time we're taking things very serious, so I'm going to take a left turn today. Den of Geek, I've never heard of this website, but they're out with their top 25 U.S. comedies of all time. I don't think we need to do 25. I thought we would just do the top 10. It'd kind of be fun to go see what we kind of like watching. So top 10 comedies, U.S. comedies of all time from Den of Geek. Let's start with number 10, Schitt's Creek. Have you ever watched this Schitt's Creek?
Oh, so good. Should have been like number one or two. Oh, my God, dude. Schitt's Creek is genius. It's just so funny, so brilliant. It's a great show. I mean, it's a bingeable show for sure.
My wife doesn't like that, like, Spinal Tap kind of humor that this kind of goes at.
Yeah.
So we couldn't watch it as like me and her. So then I kind of stopped. I thought it was okay.
Well, it gets much better in season two and three.
That's what everybody says.
It's just really good. It's just genius. I mean, there's so many, the ensemble cast is genius. I just think it's great. And obviously it makes this list. Den of Geek is like truly geeks deciding. So some of these shows that are on here, a lot of people haven't, including me, have never even heard of, right? But this is a pretty midline. I mean, it's edgy, but funny, and it's just good. I love the show.
It's got Dan Levy in it, and then his son.
Dan Levy is his son. It's okay. Eugene Levy.
Who was it?
Catherine O'Hara is absolutely genius in this show. But anyway.
Okay, number nine is this sitcom called New Girl, which I don't, Zooey Deschanel, I know her, but I don't know anybody. I've never even heard of this show.
Corey loved the show. It's
really
good. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I think it's sort of, it's like an R-rated Friends in some ways.
Oh, really?
Right? It's just this group of, it's sort of a more modern take on Friends. I thought it was, there were some funny characters in there.
What was it on, like, the UPN network? Because I never heard.
I think it was on, like, NBC or something. It wasn't on like a random network, I don't think. I mean,
sounds like a chick
knows?
Thing to me. I'm out on that.
I thought it was really good. You liked it. It was good.
One show that number eight on Den of Geek's top 25 comedies is Veep. I've always wanted to watch this show. I've never taken the plunge.
You've never watched it?
No.
Oh, it's so good. Like,
really?
I think of all the shows on this list, Veep is the most intellectually stimulating comedy. Like, it's just a really, really creative comedy. You know, obviously it's about the vice president and all the, it makes fun of politics and the people in politics. It's got an incredible cast. I mean, Louis Dreyfus I just think she's one of the great comedy actresses of all time. They use the term cynical darkness, but it also it touched on really important themes. I love that show. That was great.
I think I got the HBO, so I might go out and check one of those.
Oh,
number seven.
So good.
They have Atlanta, which I don't think of as a comedy with Donald Glover.
Can't really speak to Atlanta. I've never seen it.
But, like,
it.
Why is this on their top 25 comedies?
I've never seen it, so I don't even know. I thought it was a drama. I thought it was like a African American drama. Queen of Sugar, which is a great show, but it's not a comedy for sure. I thought it was in that vein. I'd never seen it, so I can't speak to it.
They call it Brainy Odd. Anyways, nonetheless, I have always said I wanted to watch it, but once again, there's so much in the world. Number six, Brooklyn 999. Once again, this looks good in the vacuum we live in. I don't have time to watch everything.
Unmitigated genius.
This really?
Show is absolutely
really
fantastic. Oh my God, especially so the first great. Like three or four seasons. The ensemble cast, I think the first three seasons of this is some of the best TV comedy
really?
Of all time.
Wow.
Absolute. Andy Samberg is genius.
Is great.
You know, it's what's his name, the captain in the show is Andre Brower, who's a classically trained, amazing actor. If you ever saw like any of those early,
was he in The Wire? Was that the dude
I don't
in the
think he was on The Wire. I think he was on he was on like one of those Baltimore shows, but he was a cop and he was great. But he is funny. He's the gay captain on the New York, but he's like the total straight edge dude. And then there's the woman that played We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Yeah,
she's in the show. She's amazing. I didn't know she sang. I love her in the show.
I didn't know you sang, but you just did, which I'm so liked. Good.
Yeah, it's Stephanie Beatriz is amazing. Dude, this show is awesome. And one of the greatest on the show is Gina Linetti, or Chelsea Peretti. Her character's Gina Linetti. I'm laughing right now just thinking about the show. It's so good. Anyway,
God, I might have to go. I might have to go there. Number five on this list of top 25 comedies of all time, Parks and Rec, seems like in the mode of, like, I think the guy from The Office, the assistant producer of that, produced this show, right? I think that's the case.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the first couple episodes were not great. I think maybe even season one was not great, but the ensemble cast in this show was as good as any ensemble cast ever. Amy Poehler.
Got his big break? The guy that does the dinosaur movies.
Dinosaur. Jurassic. Oh yeah, Chris Pratt.
He's like a chubby guy on the show, and they were
he's
saying
the boyfriend of one of the characters. Yeah, dude, it's so good. It's Aziz Ansari. This is incredible.
Aziz Ansari.
This is an incredible. Nick Offerman is.
Offerman.
He's the, in my opinion, he is my favorite all time television character. He's so good. Yeah,
we got to move on. Comedy Barry from HBO. Everybody kind of raves about this show, but I just don't want darkness. So it might be great, but I'm always like, I don't know.
Yeah, I watched the first three episodes and I kind of lost steam or track of it. I should pick it up again, but I do. It does get rave reviews, so I probably should take a shot at it.
Number three on the top comedies of all time, Community, which I watched every episode and loved. My one go-to with my wife, I can leave her for Joel McHale. She'll let me leave. If he came game, we got together. I can leave for Joel McHale.
Wasn't he a tight end at UW? He was like a college football player. Yeah, he's like a college football player.
He's
at
a good-looking man.
Mine's Allison Brie. If I could, laminate the card. She's so beautiful. She was great in Mad Men. But I have never seen the show. I've never seen an episode of. But I do hear it's really good.
It is so clever and so funny. Chevy Chase is in it. Donald Glover's in it. I forget the Indian guy, his character is in it. He is really great, too. And the guy that's in, the scary dude in Breaking Bad, he's like a funny guy in this.
Oh, I don't know. I've only seen the first two seasons
of
Breaking Bad.
Once again, though, I will say this. Of top comedies of all time, Community's number three.
15 years, dude.
Oh, last 15
30
years.
Rock wasn't even on there. Seinfeld's not on there yet.
No, I was going to say, 15 years. Seinfeld. So number two, The Good Place. Did you watch this with your wife?
No. Did you?
What? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And we liked it because there's some good spiritual kind of questions of, like, it was a good debate to have about, like, you know, existentialism, philosophy, that kind of thing. I liked it. I
heard it was great. It was like, you just hit it on the head. It's like, I can't watch TV all day long. And I can only watch so many shows. And so I kind of, and a lot of times these things are on network TV, which I haven't seen network TV in so long.
No, we watch that on Netflix. We watch
it. I'm sure. It's probably great. I should pick it up. I mean, I will look at this list and at least take a run at a couple of these shows for sure.
I'm definitely going Brooklyn 999 after
I don't disagree with this
endorsement.
List at all. I don't
really.
I think Atlanta's the only one I'm not. Yeah, no. As far as like a really good show, even the top 25, I thought there's some esoteric ones that you're like.
Hold on a second. The number one show, number one comedy of the last 25 years is What Do We Do in the Shadows?
15 years. And I have never seen this, so I cannot speak to it. I have heard it's really, really funny.
Really?
I am going to take a run at this one because it's not that old. I think it's only a couple years old, and it's about vampires. And
how could it be the best comedy of the last 25 years?
Dude, look who's making the show, bro. I mean, seriously, it's the Den of Geeks. I mean, it's like...
Okay, listen, Ted Lasso doesn't even get into 10. They're 13 on this list. How's Ted?
As well, they should be. They're too little, too, you know, cookie cutter. I love Ted Lasso. I thought it was a fun show. But, I mean, this is edgy. It's going to be edgy. It's the Den of Geeks. So it's like, I was surprised that some of these other shows even made the list.
Do you think, I've never seen it, but I've always wanted to see Bob's Burgers comes in at 15. You ever seen that?
I have seen a couple episodes of it. Again, like I said, you know, it's funny. There was a couple shows on there. I don't know if you went to the very bottom and looked at the shows that made sort of one thing. The one that's on there that is absolute genius that I think it's on. And by the way, Silicon Valley wasn't in the top 10. I thought Silicon Valley was
Oh, I love Silicon Valley. So my Lord.
But Schmigadoon, have you seen Schmigadoon?
I watched it with a wife. It was outstanding.
I thought it was amazing. And the fact that it didn't make the top, I mean, you know, hey, you know, you got somebody, they're sitting in a room smoking bong loads and you know, figuring out what show to put on there. It's fine. I don't have any problems with it. But I will check out, I mean, What We Do in Shadows and some of the other ones I've never seen just because.
Marvelous as Mrs.
Good.
Maisel. Is that a thing I should watch?
Oh, it's so good. The first two
seasons.
Yeah, the third season's sucky, but. First two seasons are pure genius.
You know what show's just whacked out? It's on this list, number 16, Russian Doll.
Oh, my God. I watched one. I can't. That's too dark for me.
It is
too weird, too dark.
I mean, my wife doesn't like these shows, but for some reason, she kind of got sucked in with Russian Doll, and we're kind of watching it.
Yeah, it's that one actress that was, I know exactly. I watched one episode. Yeah. Too dark for me, man. I can't do it. It's like, I mean, another one that could have been on here that I thought was kind of interesting was Killing Eve. Which isn't really a comedy, but it kind of is. So anyway.
Once again, I'm mostly watching these shows with the wife. So if she doesn't approve, that's how I get sucked into these
things.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Brandon, thank you for teaching me about comedies today.